Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In Baltimore, officials say they've recovered a fourth body from the waters in and around the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The body was inside a submerged vehicle. The bridge collapsed 3 weeks ago after a container ship lost power and rammed into a support pillar. Safety investigators continue their probe, and now the FBI has reportedly opened a criminal investigation. Let's get an update now from Lee Sanderlin of the Baltimore Banner. Hi, Lee.
Hi.
What do we know about what the FBI is looking into?
Hi. That's the thing about the FBI, is we don't know too much. We do know that they're looking at whether the ship was suffering from any sort of mechanical or electrical issue while it was docked in port. There have been various reports that, the Coast Guard came out and said that the ship was undergoing routine engine maintenance while it was docked here in Baltimore. And then there have been other reports or rumors suggesting that maybe there were electrical problems aboard the ship that were trying to be repaired before it set sail 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I understand. Now, you mentioned the FBI, the National Transportation Safety Board, separately is also investigating this accident. Just help us understand, how is the FBI reported probe different?
Right. So the NTSB investigation is purely one to make safety recommendations so this doesn't happen again in the future. The FBI, being a criminal investigation, they're going to look at things differently. They're going to be searching for culpability. They're going to be searching for negligence that rises to the point of criminal wrongdoing. Ships of this size have large-scale maintenance plans, maintenance programs, and if you neglect that maintenance in some instances, you could make an argument that it's criminal to do so because of the effects that can have.
Mm-hmm. And as far as going back to the electrical system on the ship, the Dolly, what are the broad questions, as far as you know, that various investigators are asking about the power system?
Well, the question they're asking, they want to know is why did it fail? They're looking at everything that they can possibly get their hands on down in that ship's engine room, and where that ship's circuit breaker is or circuit breakers is. The NTSB actually flew in representatives from Hyundai, the company that built the ship in 2015, to help them go over some data they've been able to retrieve out of the ship's electrical systems. And they're looking at that to figure out, has this been a lingering issue? Have there been other power outages and things like that? And then ultimately, what caused those power outages? Was it a bad part? Was it human error? Was it not keeping up with the maintenance schedule?
Yeah, and beyond the electricity system on board the ship, what else are investigators looking into, whether it has to do with the port, the ship, the bridge?
Well, they're going to want to know, any time a ship, a commercial vessel, is leaving port in American waters, they have to do, under federal regulations, what's known as a getting underway checklist. And that's when they test all the main systems aboard a vessel before it's leaving. And they're going to want to know, did that get done? Did they register any of their maintenance issues, if they had some? Did they register that with the port? If the port was aware, did the port order them to take the proper steps to fix it? Did the port tell them, no, that's okay, go ahead out, set sail, we don't want to hold you here? They're looking to make sure that everything was done the way it's supposed to do under mm-hmm. the federal regulations.
Yeah, and Lee, finally, if charges are eventually brought, any early possibilities on what type of charges could come or against whom?
Sure. So as far as the type of charges, because there was a loss of life here, tragically, what we're looking at is this pre-Civil War statute that is commonly known as seaman's manslaughter. But it's basically ship's officer neglect. So when the officer of a vessel does not fully undertake their duties mm-hmm. or has an oversight that leads to the tragic loss of life. Law enforcement authorities are going to determine, well, did their negligence rise to the level of something like gross misconduct, basically?
All right.
Okay. We've seen this used before.
Yeah. Lee Sanderlin of the Baltimore Banner, thank you.
Thank you.